This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
Local food is hot right now, and Wisconsin is a leader when it comes to the amount of food being sold directly from the farm. That's according to the first ever local food survey from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Daniel Kading takes us to northern Wisconsin, where farmers are working together to get local food to markets.
BLT season is on. Final.
Chris Duke adds a tomato the size of a grapefruit to a box full of vegetables at a packing site in Ashland. The owner of Great Oak Farm in Mason forms an assembly line with three area farmers, packing boxes with lettuce, cucumbers, and greens.
That's like as fresh as you can get, really, unless you came to the farm and picked it yourself.
They're all part of the Bayfield Foods Cooperative. Duke says more than 20 farms in Ashland and Bayfield counties are members.
So our Bayfield Foods Cooperative, it runs this Lake Superior CSA, which is direct to vegetables and produce, fruits, meats, even some value-added stuff in boxes going directly to people.
The cooperative also has a wholesale program where they deliver food to restaurants and stores across the Twin Ports and north central Wisconsin. Duke says when they sell as a co-op, the farms feel less pressure to meet every demand from consumers, retailers, and institutions.
If you have a wholesale buyer and they're like, okay, we want, you know, a pallet of tomatoes every week, and your tomatoes are 3 weeks late because it's cold out, that means you just lost 3 weeks of income, and that's really tough to climb out of, you know, early in the season.
Plus, they've been able to pool resources to build the infrastructure necessary to store and deliver food across the region.
That's the last box on the line.
River Road farm owner Todd Rothy says the cooperative CSA has allowed him to expand production.
Incredibly so. Yeah, we couldn't have realized the growth that we have in the last 6 years without doing the CSA, honestly. I mean, having the support of households, you know, families that buy our products directly from us and give us a really good price for it.
About 70% of their food goes out to people who have bought boxes ahead of time through the CSA. The remaining 30% is sold to stores and restaurants. Over the last 5 years, they've nearly tripled the amount of vegetable boxes sold directly to members. But Rothy and other farmers still rely on other income to make ends meet. Someday he'd like to work solely on the farm.
That's the goal, yep. But I'm just still in the process of growing my farm operation to get to that point.
UW Extension Ag agent Jason Fishbach says it's hard for farmers to make the math work. There aren't that many people in northern Wisconsin to support local growers, so farmers have to sell to larger markets. They may also lack the scale to provide a consistent supply. Plus, he says local farms can't produce food cheap enough.
They have to do a really good job of convincing the buyers that the higher price is worth it, that they get better quality. A number of producers have gotten bigger in order to get their cost of production lower, and they've also been able to sell their product as a higher quality, higher value product.
Farmers are also challenged with meeting consumers' desire for convenience as meal delivery services like Blue Apron have grown more popular, according to Keitra Olson with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
The public sees it as sort of another Blue Apron. You know, they send you, all of the ingredients that you need and instructions on how to make something. A lot of people who signed up for CSAs, I think we're expecting more flexibility.
Great Oak Farms Duke says they've worked hard to listen to what people want. By working together, he says they're able to spend less time worrying and more time in the field.
That way, we can do what we do best, which is grow food.
And they're exploring ways to get more local food out there. The co-op recently received a state grant that will allow them to eventually ship local meal kits to customers in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.